Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, is here with our weekly routine, the weekly event, the Talkers Charts for the week of April 23rd to 27th, 2012, the top stories, and then a list of the numbers 1 through 10 people. That sounds like it makes sense, doesn't it, Michael?
Numbers 1 through 10.
Numbers 1 through 10.
Actually, there are more than 10 because sometimes we have ties, because quite often people and subjects come in twos. They bounce off each other. For example, let's go through the topics. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action, and that's tied with the NBA and the NHL playoffs. Very busy time for the sports talk show hosts. They have to have, you know, the delayed video recording because they can't watch all the games at the same time. At number 9, the TSA screening incidents. At number 8, the Trayvon Martin case continues to make news and generate conversation. The John Edwards trial, it's at number 7. North Korea nukes at 6. The Secret Service scandal at 5. Number 4 is the EPA versus the oil and gas industries charge. At number 3, we have the Eurozone jitters tied with weak U.S. jobs growth reports. At number 2, the Supreme Court of the United States hears the Arizona illegal immigration case. And number 1, and it's going to be with us for many months to come, the 2012 presidential race. The people that are being talked about, at number 10, we have George Zimmerman. At number 9, we have John Edwards and Andrew Young tied. James Inhofe and Al Armendariz is at number 8. Ben Bernanke at 7. Jan Brewer at 6. At number 5, we have Donald Verley and Justice Sotomayor. At number 4, Marco Rubio. At number 3, Newt Gingrich. Number 2, Mitt Romney. Number 1, Barack Obama. And that's basically the hits, topic-wise and people-wise, on talk radio this past week.
To try to understand talk radio to a further degree, you're the expert, talkers.com. People go there by the thousands every day to sort of check in and see what is going on. They're interested in the topics. They're also interested in the behind-the-scenes stuff. One of the things that I think the issue-oriented so-called news talk, political talk radio, whatever you want to call it, what it thrives on is government and legal stories. People like these stories because they don't trust the government and they don't trust the legal system. So when you look at all these, for example, this week on the Talkers charts, you've got the Martin Zimmerman case, you've got the John Edwards trial, you have the Secret Service scandal, which is a legal thing, the EPA and the oil and gas industries, you know, the government says and a regulator wants to crucify oil and gas companies. Am I right? Is that what drives especially AM talk radio, stuff that's on the AM band?
Public policy is what you're talking about. And, of course, there's a distrust of government, as there should be. There should always be a distrust of government, but not to the point that people distrust government so much that they want to put all their trust in the private sector, because you have to distrust that as well. And the balance between private business, private organizations, you know, organized anything, whether it's religion, whether it's business, corporations, government, any kind of organization that generates power as a result of its organization should be counterbalanced by something else, and the public has to have an element of distrust, or perhaps I should say educated skepticism. And yes, that's the dynamic that drives conversation on news talk radio. And that's why there'll always be a news talk radio, because this is deeply ingrained in the human nervous system. This is in our DNA. This is what society is all about. The balance, the conflict, the dance between all of these diverse elements that make us human.
Okay. So let's move to one other facet. Let's take another step here. At talkers.com this week, one of the experts in so-called FM programming has tried to delineate the difference between talk that's good on AM and talk that might be good on FM. Would you like to, and the reason for some of the, but some consider AM talkers not making it on FM, would you like to take a stab at explaining that so that the average person understands why it is they may in the future hear things on the FM band that's a lot different than what they hear on the AM band, at least as far as conversation is concerned?
Well, first of all, you're going to hear more and more talk on the FM band. That's a given. Secondly, you're going to hear a lot of the things on the FM band that you hear on the AM band. That's a given. You're going to see sports talk on the FM band. I suspect you will start to see people like Rush Limbaugh popping up on the FM band. That's the same as on the AM band. However, in terms of the expansion of that which we call talk radio, you're going to see some things that are different. There's going to be talk shows and talk formats on FM that are geared to competing for listeners who are already on the FM band who primarily listen to music radio. And a lot of those people are people that don't traditionally listen to AM news talk. They are namely young people and to a certain extent women. So you're going to see a change in how talk is done on the FM band in addition to the similar stuff that's geared to young people and geared to women.
All right. So that in and of itself is pretty dramatic. Let's talk about that for a moment. We'll give people a few minutes to think about that and the ramifications of it as people are more choosing what to do in their listening habits based on what they want to do time-wise, not necessarily what's being offered. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're talking the talk here on The Countdown.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
My report is about Alexandra Scott. She opened a lemonade stand to raise money to fight cancer. Her friends all over the country wanted to help. They raised over $1 million before Alex died of her own cancer. Life gave Alex a lemon, but she made lemonade.
Inspiration.
Lemonade.
Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
There he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full, intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership, order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it, return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
See no makeup? Feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity. Try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder. Now at Macy's.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Back with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, and the story of FM radio and AM radio doing the so-called spoken word format. Some call it talk. There are a lot of different kinds of talk. For years, Michael, we've been talking about this. There was this premise, the news media and their simplicity, and I don't mean that to be favorable because I think the way that the cabal, it was sort of the accusations that all talk radio was Rush Limbaugh, was so stupid and offensive, actually, and basically pretty telling about how badly, if they do that bad a job covering what we do in the news story, you got to wonder how badly they do reporting any kind of news.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of my constant missions is to spread the word out there about the diversity and the breadth and scope and the importance of talk radio in terms of the full meaning of the term, mm-hmm. as opposed to it being marginalized as only one kind of talk radio. A lot of that happens because it's the nature of communications today. People try to find the most simple and obvious way to describe something. And the politics in talk radio has caused a lot of people to paint various elements into a corner and try to demonize it.
Well, it is, to be sure, controversial. We have the National Organization of Women once again attacking Rush Limbaugh, and there are other people. I was thinking about the attacks that were aimed at Michael Savage, who was the winner of the Freedom of Speech Award at the Doctors' Convention a few years ago. There are plenty of people. If anything, he's much more caustic and much more cynical and much more angry and agitates people more. There have been people for years trying to get him off the radio, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, hey, my position simply is there's room for caustic, there's room for cynical, and there's room for angry, as long as there's room for other things as well. Why do you have to devote your energy to shutting down something that you don't agree with? Just
right.
Present that which you feel and present a counterpoint.
Well, exactly. Do it better than the other guy. That's what the lefties are learning to try to do. And I noticed on the list, the talkers, if you want to go to talkers.com, folks, and see the list of the heavy 100, that is the 100 most important talk hosts in America, you'll find that this year on the list, number 4 is Ed Schultz, who has mounted a very successful campaign, if you will, or alternative to the right-leaning host. So he's really, if you're in the top 5, that means something very special, Michael, doesn't it?
Well, what it basically says is that this whole idea that liberalism doesn't work on talk radio and it's completely dominated by conservatives and thus they should be shut down because liberals don't have a chance, but that's a bogus argument.
Yeah.
It's completely untrue.
Yeah, it's really very interesting to see how all these things come. It's all a matter of perception. Michael Harrison, who helps us understand what's going on in the world of talk radio at talkers.com here on The Countdown.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get Prepared Expo. Expo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
On the countdown, Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins us most every week to go through for your benefit some of the legal ramifications, as he is the official attorney for the Countdown Show, the legal ramifications of some of the items, the stories, the hot hits in talk radio. And I guess that the EPA versus the oil industry story where apparently, administrators from the EPA threatened oil and gas companies just to keep them in line. And there are a couple of thoughts that come to my mind, Steve, when I hear these sorts of things. No wonder everybody hates the government because of this kind of stuff. I'm from the government. We're from the government. We're here to help. Everybody runs away from anybody who has anything to do with the government because they don't help. And they are there to chase you around, to abuse you. And wouldn't it be a wonderful world if, in fact, they did come into your office or into your plan and say, okay, there's a problem over there. Let's see if we can work together to fix it. No, let's fine them, because all the government is about is collecting money and wasting it. And there has to be some kind of legal ramification here. I know I'm now on my high horse, but you know what I'm saying. How do these people get away with it?
Well, you know, and particularly with the EPA recently, the overstatement and hyperbole that they were using kind of exposed the fact that, yes, they have a job to do, which is to protect the environment, but they're also there to have, like you say, to work with the companies rather than just to stop them. You know, it makes me think back to, and you can remember, one of the great sports agents was Bob Wolf.
Yep.
And his manner of negotiation, in particular, when Larry Bird was coming to the Celtics, is he went in, he said, we have a joint goal. How are we going to make that happen? And that's what we should have with these government agencies. It's, we do have a joint goal. You want to make money. We want you to make jobs and money, but we want to have it done in a responsible manner. You tell us how we can work you and with you, and the same with us. And you're right. Unfortunately, until that mindset that, you know, we're the enemies, instead of supposedly having that same kind of antagonistic attitude, until that changes, we've got a real problem. And, unfortunately, we're seeing that with agency after agency. The regulating doesn't mean you're there to punish. It means you're there to make the system work for both sides.
Right. Okay. Three cases, trials, if you will, incidents this week. First, John Edwards. What's coming out in that trial? It's number 7 on the countdown this week. That makes one's ears open or one sits at attention. Wait a minute, did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing because this is a case I don't think is being reported very well in the press. There's no question that John Edwards is a scumbag, but he's not being put on trial for that. And most
guilty of being a scumbag.
They'll find him guilty.
Yes.
However, but with great haircut, that's for sure.
Mr.
But
Pretty
the
boy.
Big thing is, was it a misuse of campaign funds? And the funds never did go through a campaign. There is no precedent for this. I think they're going to have a very difficult time getting a judgment against him for campaign fund fraud. Scumbag charges, perhaps, but not for campaign fraud.
It didn't funnel through any of the official channels. It was friend helping friend, in a sense.
Exactly. And it was done, to me, it was done in a proper fashion for something that, you know, may be unsavory.
The Martin Zimmerman case. Zimmerman's now out of jail since the last time we talked.
Yep.
And in hiding. Where does this case go? Do they really have the goods on him or not?
Well, you know, I keep waiting for that thing, for the smoking gun.
I'll say it.
Yeah, because it does seem that they overcharged with a second degree. On the other hand, this prosecution may have a lot more evidence. We're not going to probably see a trial for many, many months.
Yeah.
We're probably also not going to see him get his bail raised, even though it turns out he has more money, because the purpose is not to punish him, but just to make sure that he doesn't flee the area. And Zimmerman's not going anywhere. But the big thing that gives me real concern about getting a conviction in this case, let alone the fact that it's a Florida jury and you never know what the hell's going to happen with them, is the fact that the evidence is only as good as what they initially investigated, and it didn't appear that there was much of a good investigation done.
Does the witness protection there a similar thing? Does he get protected that way, Zimmerman?
Yeah, he will have some protection, but it certainly is not to the extent that someone who is in the witness protection program would have.
All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, check out his website, scamaside.com. Don't get taken. Scamaside.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the countdown.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Arden Rowley, Korean War POW, December 1950 to August 1953.
It wasn't the athletic contest that I remember vividly about that visit to the officer's camp. It's something that happened the second night. The door opened and an officer stuck his head in. He said, "Shh, follow me." This officer led us between several of the buildings in the POW camp, and we ended up in what was the camp kitchen. And it was dark inside. When the officer reached up and pulled the switch of a single light bulb in the middle of the room, and on the table was a cake about 16 by 20 inches inside, decorated as the flag of the United States. I knew, and it reminded me that that flag represented every POW, in fact, every man that had given his life in Korea.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The inside Washington conversation, and then it spreads around the rest of the country, which is a good thing because some of the issues of the day really do need to be discussed a little more thoroughly, like the student loan situation, the interest rate that you're paying if you have a student loan. I'd like to see it doubled. Maybe the president's right on this one. What do you think? 800-510-8255. How much political footballing is being done at your expense? 800-510-TALK or email the Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Pinterest, and the way to do it on Twitter is to just see the box. There's a listen box at DougStephan.com. Mark in South Carolina, let's hear from you, sir.
Let me see if I have this correct. The Democrats took over the student loans from the private banks. The Democrats made the percentage rate. They made the percentage rate go up right before the elections. So it seems to me that this is all a Democrat way to try to get some votes. The government should stay out of the student loan, just like the email there, or just like the man said, these were got on in the private sector. The government, the Democrats, not the government, the liberal Democrats took it over so they could have something to whine about and something else to hold people to. The students, if you vote for a Democrat, we'll keep your loan rate low.
All right, there's a little dishing going on there, as you can tell by listening. 800-510-8255. Steve's a Florida teacher.
I graduated with a degree in special education, and I've got other certifications in the middle school curriculum. There are two critical shortness areas. Unfortunately, for some reason, I don't qualify for any forgiveness loans. I'm a teacher. We've been stagnant in the state of Florida in Broward County for 5 years. There's been no raises straight across the board. People aren't even allowed to raise their level. I'm supposed to be supporting a family. My loan is more expensive now than it was 10 years ago when I graduated. I'm standing at almost $35,000. I'll never be able, at the amount that I make, I'll have to quit teaching to be able to pay that off. I mean, here's the thing. You take a look at China, India, Africa, a lot of the European blocs from Russia, Cuba, South America, they all invest in education. And because of that, the private sector, the middle class is growing to the point where the rich are getting richer, but but the middle class are still able to afford a comfortable life. How about people like me? I don't want to be a multimillionaire. I want to be dang good at my job. And I'm trying to educate the next generation. And I can't put food on the table.
All right, and you sympathize with that gentleman's point of view? 800-510-8255. We're discussing the cost of student loans and the availability of them, I think, is part of this as well. Kim in New York.
The thing is, the colleges are so expensive, okay? And what is, the kids going in, pay all that kind of money, and they learn nothing. When you have professors not being in class for so many hours, they teach the kids only how to be a socialistic country. I mean, this is not in America. They have to teach the kids everything, for history, from this country to today. They stop raising the price for the professors and the schools to get so much money. I know my granddaughter goes to college and it's $50,000 a year.
800-510-8255. How much is your student loan portfolio? I will tell you, on the personal side of things, I have loans that my children and I are paying for both of my children going to school. They've been out of school for, let's see, one of them for us is about 12 years. The original amount of the loan was $83,000, maybe $84,000. It's only been knocked down by $7,000. Given the interest rate that's being paid. So they could be easily paying for this stuff for the rest of their lives, unless I step in and pay more with them. Is that the right way? The other side of it is, okay, nobody's telling you you have to go to school. You want to go to school, you make the decision. I just think there's something about Sally Mae and that bunch that are, it isn't crooked, but it's kind of like going to the loan guy, you know, the guy who gives you, dispenses loans from his cellar. 800-510-8255. And I'm not sure that you understand what you're really paying. I don't think you, I mean, you got to be smart enough to read all the paperwork and understand it. But I think what we were told at first and what it really ended up being were two different things. That's my responsibility, their responsibility. But still, if you want to encourage people to go to college, maybe there's a better way of doing it. And the other side of it is the discussion of the debate about who goes to college and whether or not as many people ought to go as are going. Why not more trades? I think that's part of the discussion that ought to be underscored a little bit more here. Why does everybody think they have to go to college? As one of the callers, I think, pointed out, it's not for everybody. Why does everybody think they have to go? Why have we established that in our minds? 800-510-8255. Here's Don in Danville, Kentucky, live on the countdown. Go ahead, Don.
I'd like to just make a quick point of rebuttal against the gentleman who called in a few minutes ago, slamming the government takeover of student loans. That's all right. The main point I'd like to make is just that students are still perfectly welcome to take student loans from the private sector, from banks. The reason that they don't is because the government takeover has made government-sponsored loans much cheaper. It's been successful in everything it set out to do.
But they really aren't. They really aren't cheaper.
They are absolutely cheaper than the private sector.
That wasn't my experience. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, that's just the numbers that I've always seen. The reason,
but you have never taken out a loan, right?
Yes, I have. I'm actually in college right now.
Okay. Go ahead.
And the reason why I didn't take a loan from the bank is because the banks, first of all, it's not federally guaranteed anymore because only the government can do that from the Department of Education.
Yeah.
But the reason why neither I nor any of my friends or anyone in the country apparently takes loans from banks are because the private sector are more expensive. The federally granted loans are cheaper.
Mm-hmm. All right. I guess I got your point. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Here's Mario in Florida, not Mario Rubio. Is this Mario Rubio?
No.
That's right. It's not Mario. It's Marco Rubio anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Doug. The president is right, in my opinion, in his effort to ease the burden of the students at this time going to trying to go to college. And in contrast to the caller from North Carolina, who is blaming the liberal Democrats, according to him, the president is making an effort, and it seems to me that damn if he does, damn if he doesn't, whatever he does, it's some political twist is put to it, and that's not what I don't think that's what he's trying to do. I think he's really trying to help those people who need the help, and people do need help.
Well, I think you're right, people do need help, but I think you're naive if you don't think that every single thing that's done these days isn't with some political measure attached to it. There's political.
I'm not that naive. I'm not disagreeing with that. Yeah. But what I'm saying, damn if President Obama does, and damn if he doesn't. Whatever he does is at this time, anything he does is given that political twist.
Well, but that's because he set it up that way, as do the Republicans. The system that we have is so badly broken, it's so flawed, it's so thick in the mud of suspicion that neither side trusts the other. They use every opportunity in any way they can, public speeches, behind the scene, to advance their political agenda rather than the reality of advancing the betterment of people who are like you and me, just trying to get along, trying to make it work, trying to work, pay the bills. This stuff has been footballed around, and it is because it's only for political advantage that they take the positions on either side that they do. And you and I and everybody else is getting screwed in the meantime. And I think that's really the bottom line here. Thanks for the call, sir. 800-510-8255. Democrats and Republicans say they want to prevent the cost of loans from ballooning for millions of you who are students or who have students in your family. But the effort has evolved into an election year battle, both sides using the other's position to embarrass each side. It's just back and forth. So the priority here is completely veiled. The latest chess move, Speaker Boehner scheduled a House vote for tomorrow on legislation preventing the 3.4% interest rate on the subsidized Stafford student loan from doubling as scheduled on July 1st. How did it get to the point that it was scheduled to go up that far anyway? When did that vote take place? How would that have been done unless it was done at 3 o'clock in the morning and there were no newspaper or television reporters around? They're attaching it to the overhaul of health care, some other bills there. It's just foolishness. And again, you're taking it in the chops because of the political shenanigans. 800-510-8255. Many more people want to be heard on this, so we'll get some more calls on this. It's a fresh issue, so a lot of people have been thinking about it, and they are affected by it, so they want to be heard. So we'll continue with these calls in just a moment here on The Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm Bill Abermet, Associate Vice President of Marketing at Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support our families and our community. Take steps to help moms and babies at home and around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Corporal Luther Dappin, 25th Reconnaissance Company, 25th Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
We were the reconnaissance company, and we had all kinds of assignments. Reconnaissance, your eyes and ears for the division. Well, you might have a detail. Well, run up a little bit past the front line there and see what they're shooting at you with today. Things like that. I mean, a reconnaissance company can do, they do crazy things. Also, our planes would drop give-up slips to the Chinese, and quite often be some enemy, I got a slip, give up.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
800-510-8255. How does it affect other things going on in the government? A part of the study as we continue focusing on the cost of student loans. I want to go back to how it got to the point where, in what bill did the date get set and the idea of doubling the interest rate become something that people voted on and it got enough votes to pass? 800-510-8255. Ed's in Maryland.
I have a Stafford loan, and to me, it shouldn't be surprising that student loan debt is exceeding credit card debt. For one, it's low interest. For a second thing, is tax deductible. And compared to, we bought our house in 2005, and compared to what we lost there, my student loan debt is nothing. In terms of what the government is doing by keeping the tax incentive and the interest rates doing what they are, that's plenty. It doesn't help me. Well, I guess it would be nice if the market were different, but in this case, college costs are increasing so much because there's so much more of a demand for it. What does the economy do? What do we expect out of a market economy? And so, to me, if they try to get more involved, it's probably getting more expensive. At this rate, for me, the credit card debt is a much worse problem. So if they're close to each other, student loan debt's more, this shouldn't surprise anyone.
How's it affecting you? 800-510-8255. Trey is a senior in high school in Illinois.
I'm calling in because I'm soon to be graduating from high school this year, and I've noticed that it's not the fact that we don't want to go to school, it's literally the fact we don't know how we're going to afford to get there. And it's not me. There are many people who I go to school with that don't know whether or not they're even going to be able to go to college because our parents can't afford it, and we don't want to put ourselves into debt to do it. And we've literally noticed our parents starting to go back to school because what they originally went there for, they can't find jobs in. And we just don't know what to do with our lives anymore. And we watch politicians play games with our country, and we're just upset.
Well, so then vote for some different politicians, sir. You're becoming of age. 51 past the hour.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The man of the moment is Michael Levine, who runs LCO Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles. He's here with us every week to kind of give us his feeling as an expert in the field of PR, in the world of PR. What do you do to fix people's images? And the government has the worst image. We all know, Michael, when somebody comes out from the government, you want to run and hide. Whether it's the police, whether it's these regulators, whether it's people like the TSA. This week is loaded with stories in the Talkers Top 10, starting with the EPA, and the comments made by a regulator or an administrator that the EPA ought to be crucifying oil and gas companies. So, I mean, whether it's that or whether it's the TSA fumble and bumble with a four-year-old, or whether it's the Secret Service scandal, these people don't know how to get it right, but they don't have to because there is no profit line. There's no, you know, it's all about your tax dollars being used to fund whatever their foolishness is. So do they even care about fixing their image?
Well, let me ask your listeners this question. If you could do a job or play a sporting event and the outcome didn't matter, there was no win, no loss, no tie in the sporting event, if you could do a job and no matter how poorly you did it, if you went to school and you got an F, you still got the same degree as if you got an A, what would be your incentive to right. act in a way that was better than people who didn't perform well? The truth is that no matter what you do in government, you are paid, often well, with a pension, and there is no accountability. There's no transparency. When we do uncover these kinds of idiotic, criminal situations, mm-hmm. no one is ever fired. No one. I mean, I'll give you an example here in Los Angeles. About 5 years ago, I wrote a book, and there were 36,000 city employees. Only in 1 year, six were fired. Mm-hmm. Okay? So nobody is ever accountable for anything in government. No, I'll promise you that the Secret Service investigation will lead to no one going to jail, no one very few people losing their job. Most of the people who do lose their job will continue to collect their pensions. There's no accountability. So no wonder people have no faith, no belief whatsoever, and are very, very cynical about government. They should be.
There's another example, which I forgot, and that is the bill that's running through the Senate and the House from the Postmaster General that will stop the post office from making more cuts, closing more branches, an $11 billion fiasco that he asked Congress to fix, if that's the right word. And again, back to the same stuff, the incompetence of government and being supported by your tax dollar. I always ask this question, Michael. How many people does it take during the course of a year? The average person is paying $10,000, $12,000, $14,000, the average family, in federal income tax costs. So how many of those people working hard through the year and their money going into the kitty is wasted by these people in these various applications, whether it's the EPA, the post office, the Secret Service? How much money is the American people that are working hard, are they expected to kick in to this malfeasance?
However much money you believe it to be, it is double. It is much, much, much more. I mean, this example of this convention in Las Vegas shows to the Americans very clearly, by the way, without even hiding it. They're not even embarrassed about it.
No. This business as usual.
This is a belief. This is a culture. This is a way of being in the world. And they're not even embarrassed about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and by the way, if we, 5 years from now, if somebody does an academic study of what happened to the people who participated in that convention, the results will be so terribly anemic that you will be stunned.
Yep.
That most people 5 years from now will be utterly and completely untouched by it.
Yep.
So our oversight is horrible. Our transparency is horrible. Our accountability is horrible. To fire a civil servant today is almost impossible, and this has to be changed.
Yep. And no making it right. Michael Levine, America's most prominent media expert, represented hundreds of major celebrities, including 58 Academy Award winners. He produces the LBN Alert. Go to lbnealert.com to get your daily news, and you can check out his website, lcoonline.com.
Hi.